You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Supporters of the Line 5 tunnel project showed up in full force at an agency hearing Monday night. The issue at hand is a proposal to build a tunnel buried over 50 feet beneath the lake bed at the Straits of Mackinac. The project is the answer by the Canadian oil and gas company Enbridge to fix the aging Line 5 pipeline. The pipeline carries oil and gas across the Great Lakes region into Ontario. IPR reporter Lexi Krupp joins me to talk about the meeting. Hi, Lexi.
Hi.
So who showed up in support of the tunnel project?
So the meeting kicked off with comments from the United Steelworkers Union in Ohio. And actually, the first three calls were all from union members. And there were a handful of others sort of peppered throughout the night. They basically said that pipelines are the safest way to transport oil, and this project could be finished up in 5 or 6 years, and the tunnel would help protect their jobs.
So the steelworkers union started off the conversation. Who else showed up?
In support of the project were a number of state representatives, there were business leaders, and then there were a couple of engineers from Enbridge as well. One of the politicians who spoke was Michigan House Representative Sarah Kimbenzie, a Democrat, and she argued that the tunnel gets the pipeline out of the water, which is really the biggest threat right now. Here's what she said.
The current tunnel plan is the best option to protect the Great Lakes. To say that those of us that voted for the tunnel are not concerned about the environment simply isn't true.
And others from the UP also talked about how Enbridge really provides a lot of tax revenue for the area. They also mentioned propane prices and this worry that without Line 5, we would need thousands of trucks to bring propane to that region. That's something actually that opponents of the tunnel argued was not the case.
So what else did opponents to the tunnel have to say?
One issue was the lack of public benefit. That's something that the state agency is looking for to approve the project. And opponents say there hasn't been a proper review of the tunnel's environmental impact or the safety of the tunnel itself. Here's Leonard Page with the Straits of Mackinac Alliance.
A leak in a tunnel, a confined space, would create the world's largest pipe bomb. This cannot be allowed to happen.
And Enbridge really doesn't have a good track record here. Line 5 has leaked over 1 million gallons of oil over its lifetime. And then 10 years ago, another Enbridge pipeline had one of the largest inland oil spills in the country in Kalamazoo. And then opponents brought up this bigger issue of climate change. This would give Enbridge the right to use the tunnel for over 99 years. And opponents said that's really not a future that we should be investing in. A number used this term stranded asset, meaning that in 10 or 20 years, the pipeline and its tunnel would be obsolete.
So what's next for this possible tunnel project?
The state is still collecting public comments, and they have to review those and basically get their ducks in a row over the next few months. And then there's a group challenging the application, saying that Enbridge doesn't have the right to build this tunnel at all. That includes the state attorney general, environmental groups, and a number of tribes. And that testimony will take place next year in 2021. And then the other thing that's going on is there's a second lawsuit, also by the attorney general, who says that Enbridge shouldn't be operating Line 5 at all. The state gave the company the right to have the pipeline back in 1953, and the attorney general is saying that's no longer valid.
IPR's Lexi Krupp keeping us updated on the Enbridge Line 5 tunnel project. Thanks, Lexi.
Thanks for having me.